maybe you can explain
what
she's doing now.
This is the order from the housing authority. It's about 200 yards. This property we call Louis Vuitton design. Louis Vuitton design. You can see on the public have two kind of the color, yeah. Like small check here and small check here. That is Louis Vuitton design. This is the order from housing authority.
So maybe we can put our materials.
There is some material in this we have to lay it down. We put on the block here. Maybe easy to carry, easy to find the design, some fabric. Yeah. And then this color for the housing authority.
Okay. Does this all come from the same supplier?
No, we have so many suppliers in Bangkok. Yeah. Most of them is a very big arcade, big shopping arcade, very famous in Bangkok. Supposing, for example, in Orange Chain Hotel, and some in the Shangri-La Hotel, Dusit Hotel. This is my customer, yeah.
And when so you make use of this raw material?
Yeah, you mean that the raw material came from the north of Thailand,
from
Isan, something like that, some material.
The silk worms and then from here.
For dyeing, or you mean that with dyeing another shop over there? Let me show you after this.
So what about the products, the end products?
Yeah, the end product is here. Yeah. So we have so many things to show you. It's like this. Okay, this is end product like us.
Yes.
Something like this. This is a ripper silk, yeah.
Okay.
With a supporting chair, something here. Mm-hmm. This product for the housing portion.
So I noticed that your weaving has will be reaching international market.
Yeah.
Is that are you solely doing this for international market, or you also have it for national market?
There's some market we send direct to our customer. Supposing for the maybe in USA, okay, we have a direct import from USA. But in Australia, in Japan, in England, some my customer buy from my material and it's sent again, not concerned with me. It's sent by themselves, yeah. It's sent like export by themselves, not concerned. It's only for the fabric from us, for our factory. And we send, when we finish, okay, we send to him and he export direct, not concerned with me. We have separate. Sometimes some customer we send direct. Some commercial by the supplier.
How is it affecting the art form of weaving in terms of trade and export? Do you think traditional designs are disappearing because there is such a big world market?
So it depends on the customer how he wants to make for the fabric, you know. Some other my customer he want my fabric to make a box cover. Okay, that's we separate for that. Some for the costume, for the dress. Okay, we have separate.
So you have space for international market,
local market. Yes, that's right.
And space
for the direct market. The direct market.
Direct market. Yes, very good. So how long have you been in this business?
I want to say that for my mother, it is the first generation. That is before Second World War. Before Second World War. Yes. And I'm second generation. For me, it's about more than 30 years. But I have used for my photophobic when I was 10 years old. That time, Mr. Jim Thompson came here after Second World War. And then Van Kua sent from Van Kua to produce direct to Jim Thompson. Now I was 10 years old. That's mean I have seen the working about the silk that Argentinian, but now I'm 66. That's more than 50 years that I'm always with the ceiling. Yeah? And then I want to say that I have a very special for the ceiling. Everything called me the okay professional about the ceiling. Yeah?
How do you now hand this down to the next generation, if the generation of today should be very appreciative of what you do?
Yeah, the next generation is my daughter. I have to give it to her, right? And because he learned about this design from Finn. And now we work separate. We work for ourselves, but he worked for the chiffon, for the Latin, for some another material from Syria. But when I quit from my work, okay, she must to be on more learn about this. Yeah.
That's good. At least there will be somebody to continue on.
Yeah,
and we have more and more.
Third generation.
Yes. How would you rank, or not rank, but describe the industry of Thai silk in terms of the world silk market?
World famous. For the raw material, it's not rack. We can make everything okay more than enough. Yeah, for my customer, nothing's not rack. But only one thing is the worker. Yeah, you can see the worker is very very very, very old women. We have five worker. The year of all of them is about more than 500, because some is 60, some is 70, some is 55, very too old. And we cannot find a young worker to come to work for this line, you know, because it's...
Why do you think young people are not into this art form?
Yeah, because he want to work in the factory, it's so easy. He want to make it like this, handmade, it's difficult to talk about, to say about why she don't come to this line, because it's, we have to have, you have to sew to make this stone, you know.
So are we saying that the hand weaving of silk now is might slowly disappear if they all want to just go to the factory of silk?
I have some group of the worker that he ever worked here, and then they got married, you know, and then he go back to the hometown, I guess. When he about 40 or 50, okay, they maybe come back to work this line in my factory. Yeah.
Okay.
We have some, okay. We have to prepare something, because the next year, we have opened the AC, okay. We have to prepare some worker here.
In terms of industry of silk weaving, or even the handmade or handwoven, would you say that the form is different from the different areas of Thailand, or it's basically the same? You know, northern Thailand would have the same type of weaving and designs. And
you mean the fabric honestly, the fabric honestly at the Chiang Mai,
the weaving itself.
The big market or the big producer is in the Isan, you know. Some in Chiang Mai, some okay. We have a big market over there, and then the quality is different. Yeah, the quality is always different. Some sort is the quality is not the same in my factory. We have to take care for this quality, because they have received so many paper from the government. Something like that. This is from the industry, from the in interior ministry, some from the agriculture. And we got the Bangkok band here, and now we have a ISO 14021. ISO, yes. And then we have to keep this.
So, ISO, what you're saying now is your great concern for quality.
Yeah.
Is even supported by government, in the sense that government is telling you that we have to have quality all the time in what we do.
Sure.
So you seek for the certification from the government.
Yes.
You know, I have always been thinking that art forms, or even the culture of a people, are and art forms like weaving are really cultural products, and that government directions really affect the form. Would you say government directions inspire you to continue, or do they, or is it a sense of control in a way?
Yes, out of the paper we have about 2 or 3 years for one paper. After that, you have to come to my factory and see how it is. Is it like the same that we offer, or the same deal apply or not? Yeah, we have to check every 2 years. For the like a autopsy is always have only 2 years. After that, we have to send some new product, and then she have to check. Okay, that is when which start is it 3, 4, 5? That's that.
Yes, and, okay.
And from the industry, about 4 years.
Yes.
They must send some people here, some officer here, to check. Okay, this factor is clean now, and how to produce. Okay, check everything that. Okay.
So we know that the government is very concerned about the quality.
Yes, that's right.
I think like OTAP has been successful.
Yeah.
One product, one town, one product. Which is a has been successful in Thailand. What kind of subsidy? Is there some subsidy or some form of financial support coming from government to be part of?
Yeah, that's OTAP.
How do you do this?
For the financial, okay, it's my factory. Okay, we have to deny because we have money enough to make by themselves, not concerned with the bank, something like that. We don't have to pay interest. I'm Muslim, and not concerned with the interest. This is for buy from God, yeah. And they have money enough, but for the another factory or another customer, another merchant, some okay, help me government to try to help for the financial and something like that.
So there's a way for people who don't have enough.
Yeah, right.
But looks also at quality of bigger establishments.
Mm-hmm, that right.
Right. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when you say. Others who do not have the financial status for continuing it themselves, they can ask for government
That's
support.
Right, yes. SME banks or something like that. SME bank, we got so much money to offer to
many things.
Many things, yeah.
So the banks offer loan, maybe?
Most of them, we have to go to the SME bank, it's better we go to the private bank, maybe the interest is a little bit high.
But there are ways. Government has opened up ways to support. Beautiful. Okay. Can you tell us about your community, this community, and their involvement, and how long has it been?
This community has received a land here from King Lama I. That is about more than 200 years. This is a very long time. The first time the house is not like this. It's a Thai style, like a Tim Thompson. If you go to Tim Thompson, that all of them okay. The house like that, and then when the time passed, okay, everything changed. The house will be changed from the Thai style, something like this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about the involvement in the whole process? Like we saw earlier, can you tell us from dyeing to spinning and all that? Yes.
Yes, our people here to stay here. Then I want to ask about my ancestor came from Cambodia. We are from a Cham, Cambodia. Yeah, my father, my grandfather over that. Yes, and then we developed from here. You move from the Khmer to here. It's okay, it's a long time. And then how to the produce the film? Okay, let's come from that. This is our it's like a custom. Culture, yeah, over there and being from over here to here. And then we produce in King Rama V, yeah. We produce the first seal, yeah. The first we make a sarong to wear for the Muslim people. That's the first material that you make, yeah. And then after that, Mr. Tim came here after Second World War. He shared everything from Salong to the trade. I mean a trade value or something like that. Trade market. He sent from the one ply, two ply, check, some more check, something like that, six ply, for make anything for the housing appliance, something like that.
So it started from weaving sarong.
Yeah, sarong, that right.
And as time passed.
Yeah, time passed.
After second, the
first time we sent in by in the community. Yeah. Okay. When after it produced it. Yeah. We buy. Okay. Some people came. Okay. Buy. Maybe we moved to buy another amper, another district, something like that.
So this community takes pride.
Yeah.
And being here for a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
And having the tradition.
The tradition.
Yes. So, thank you very much for sharing.